problem, that problem, many, many different kinds of problems and evils. Somebody has got hasad and jealousy over me. There's certain kinds of sicknesses also. And a person, inshallah, will read these with yaqeen and conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from all kinds of evil. The other meaning which Hazrat has mentioned to us is takfika min kulli wird. It will suffice a person from every wird, every other kind of recitation. This doesn't mean a person mustn't read any other habit after Fajr Salah also in the morning and in the evening. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد. He tells us after this is that many of these wazifas have very, very great power and potential within them, but unfortunately many times we crack them. Example, a person has got a shield, very, very powerful shield, but there's a big hole in the shield. So now that thing will not protect and save you. So similarly, we do many of these wazayif, we recite them, but we find there is no effect coming there. And the reason is the easy effect, that because of our gunas and our sins.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kalla iza balagati taraqiyya wa qila man raq wa dhanna annahu al-firaq waltaffati as-saq bis-saq ila rabbika yawma idhin al-masaq. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala get time to think of akhirat, what it is going to be. And this worldly life in any case is just a temporary life. Whether it is the enjoyments and pleasures of this life, whether it is the hardships and difficulties of this life, but they are all temporary. And the real thing a person has to think of is the day of Qiyamah and life of the akhirat. So Allah says, think of at least that stage which you are witnessing, and day to day you are getting information, this person has passed away, that person has passed away, you yourself are going to the Qabristan, making the janazah namaz of so and so, and so and so, you are burying your close people, your cloth, so soft it is torn through shreds and nothing is left of it, like that the ruh comes out of the body. And that is when a person is so attached to this dunya, and his whole life was just for dunya, the pleasures, the enjoyments of this dunya, and he had no thought of the akhirat. Nothing what is going away. Now no ruqiyah and no ta'weez is going to help you. No amal of any amil is going to help you. And the greatest and most powerful of men also, at that time he cannot overpower this. And everyone has to succumb to death. And finally death overtakes a person. So control over that. And in the pangs and difficulties of death and sakarat, the two shins, that is with the shanks, the place between the knee and the ankle, they just wrap, so to say, over one another in that condition of difficulty and hardship which that person is going through. Whether it is our beliefs, whether it is our ibadat must be corrected, our muamalat, our financial matters, whether it is our muasharat, how we interact with one another, or whether it is our akhlaq, our character and our behavior, all these things we have to correct and get ready.
Not say it with the tongue, but in the hearts, even a hardcore atheist has to accept that there is a maker of it, and the maker of it, they might call it nature or whatever, but it is none other, لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ تو کہے بنائے اس زبردست خبردار نے, that it is he who has created, کے واسطے اس میں راہ ہے, and Allah is the one who has made roads for you on the earth. These roads also are a great ni'mat of Allah, and they are also from Allah Ta'ala. Man can claim that he has made the roads, but who made man? Where did he get those raw materials? Where did he get his brains to make it? The maker of, and it is only he who sends down water from the skies in measured amounts. Allah sends a specific amount where he wants to. Whether it is just sufficient for the people, or even if it floods, they are also sent by Allah, and Allah knows why he sends that floods there. Or if there are droughts and there is no water, that is also to say buried. We are the seed of our body is put into the grave. We are also put into the ground. And just as we see things grow continuously, like that we will also come out from our graves living on the day of Qiyamah. So there is a great lesson. All the things that grow, whether we see our beautiful roses growing, and Allah Ta'ala has made for you ships and boats, and He has made animals for you on which you mount, which you sit on and you travel on, horses, camels, donkeys, etc. You carry your goods from one place to another, on the ships, on the animals, and of these animals you eat also, and you have karo apne rab ka ihsan. And when you have the, when Allah, you are so small, O insan, 1.5 meter tall, 80 kilometers you weigh, and you control this whole big ship, you control that whole big aeroplane. So when you have this, be thankful to Allah. Don't claim and say, I am doing this, I made the ship, and I control.
I am telling you, I'm doing a favor to you. Because last week, one of my family, a small puppy, it was cold, it was shivering, and it was dirty and hungry. You told somebody, take this puppy, clean it up, and give it food, etc., warm it, look after it. Because you did a favor to one of my family, I'm doing you this favor and telling you that if you... Nobody came for his janazah. How terrible he's going, not his family, not his friends, not his neighbors, nobody. 3 days passed, now his body going to blow up, and sickness will start spreading. His wife paid 4 laborers and told them, take this body. And you people bath it how you know. Give kafan, take it qabristan. If there is somebody to make janazah, become sober. Ya Allah, please forgive me. What am I doing? I'm the worst of all. Oh Allah, which corner of Jahannam you have kept? Tawbah all the time. The other thing, he always kept an orphan child in the house. Before he eats, the orphan child must eat. Before clothes for us, the orphan child must get clothes. Everything always kept. So, and all kafirs also, non-believers also. How is this? That animals, if any animal made zulam, oppressed another animal, with its horn, it butted him, and made it bleed, whatever it is. Qiyamah's day, then the revenge will be taken. And all animals will turn to dust. They won't go to Jahannam. Before your report comes out, and you are giving parties already. I came first in class. First wait for your report to come out. You don't know that I think I did well. But how many times you failed? So we don't know on Qiyamah's day. So pride mustn't be in us. To do things for name and show mustn't be in us.
We'll have no worry. They'll be strolling around freely. It is narrated in a hadith that the Zakirin, for them, of the 8 doors of Jannat, 1 door is exclusive for those who used to make lot of zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And they will enter Jannat smilingly, laughingly. They will be extremely happy entering Jannat. Wabarik wasallim. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho. Tu hi tu ho. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. Dard-e-dil ho. Ghair se ath bhi izzat ho gayi. Li faqiri badshahat ho gayi. Qurb ki lazzat chakha kar e khuda. Ranj duri mein na kar phir mubtila. Aapka qurb huzuri e khuda behtar az sad sala ta. Ab to rahe bastad mein aakhir wird e zuba e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Ilahi dil mein mere bezaar rahun Hardam zikro fikar me tere mast raho sarshar raho hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar raho ab to rahe bastad mein aakhir wird e zuba hai ya rab tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare guna ab to rahe bastad mein aakhir wird e zuba hai mere ina La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha حضرت ذکر اللہ اللہ اور کیا اثر آہو دعا میں اللہ ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا از کرم از عشق معزولم مکن از کرم از عشق معزولم مکن ذکر بجز خیش مشغولم مکن اللہ مجھے اپنا لے مجھے اپنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اللہ